Nuclear notice from Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Pentagon says Russia has notified the U.S. it plans exercises of its nuclear forces, considered a routine annual exercise and expected to include test launches of ballistic missiles. But these drills come amid the ongoing war in Ukraine and Russia's recent claims that Ukraine is planning to use radioactive weapons.
Russia would be making an incredibly serious mistake for to use a tactical nuclear weapon.
Though President Biden also tells reporters there's no guarantee that Russia's dirty bomb claims are a false flag operation, meaning possibly blaming Ukraine for something they're planning to do. The president answering shouted questions as he got an updated COVID booster shot, urging more Americans to do the same to save lives.
As we enter this new moment in the battle against COVID, let's use it to start fresh as a country. Put all the old battles over COVID behind us.
He says it's about health, not politics, while calling out some in Congress who oppose more COVID funding. The 19-year-old who killed two people at a St. Louis high school yesterday had a notebook describing a life of isolation. Police Commissioner Michael Sack says it's critically important for people to be engaged with family members and others.
Because when we're more engaged with one another, we're more aware of what each person is going through, we can do what we can to try and seek help for them, even if that's just reporting it to authorities.
Police also confirming that gunman Orlando Harris, who had graduated from that school last year, was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. They're not saying how he got in after a security guard reported a man trying to get through a locked door. Stocks finish higher again. The Dow up 337 at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Lawyers for former President Trump tried and failed to stop jury selection at his company's fraud trial.
The Trump Organization's legal team said it was the action of the judge that sparked its motion. On Monday, a prospective juror said her feelings about the former president would not allow her to be fair. In open court, Justice Juan Merchan had a talk with that woman, then dismissed her from consideration. Defense attorney Michael Vanderveen said he felt seeing that kept other prospective jurors from being honest. Justice Merchant said he didn't see that reaction. Prosecutors called the defense's claim preposterous. The Trump Organization has pleaded not guilty to tax fraud and other charges. It faces more than $1 million in fines. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden says there's not much progress on securing the release of two Americans jailed in Russia.
WNBA star Brittany Griner lost an appeal in a Moscow court to overturn her 9-year prison sentence for a drug charge, a sentence the Biden administration calls excessive, disproportionate, and unjust. President Biden's as U.S. officials are in constant contact with the Russian government to negotiate the release of Griner and American Paul Whelan.
And so far, we've not been meeting with much positive response, but we're not stopping.
The administration has offered a prisoner swap for the Americans, similar to a deal reached to release former Marine Trevor Reed from Russian custody earlier this year.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Recapping Wall Street after back-to-back-to-back rallies, the Dow finishing up 337 today, a six-year high, 31,836. The S&P up more than 1%. The NASDAQ up more than 2%, a gain of 246 points. This as oil prices get back to about $85 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.